my knees and I believe, so I will achieve, cause I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the situation I'm facing, no need to worry, cause it ain't gonna last long. I just gotta keep believing and pressing on, pressing on.
Pressing on,
I gotta keep
pressing on.
Said I gotta keep
pressing on.
Lord have mercy,
I gotta keep pressing on.
Can I encourage my soul?
Pressing on, don't mind.
Free,
pressing.
Sometimes that's all I can do.
Pressing on
to make it all through.
I gotta keep pressing on.
My mama never said
pressing on.
Never gonna be days like this.
Pressing on.
But if you read in your Bible,
pressing on.
My friend Joe will tell you.
Pressing on.
A man. And sure not full of trouble,
no.
But ain't gone all right now. Let me ask you, do you believe? Do you believe tonight?
No.
I'm working hard,
no.
Trying to make it. Do you believe?
No.
Folks have talked behind my back,
no.
Scandalized my name,
no.
But I got
to
hold.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Start singing, and then I do my dance that I feel. Oh, Lord.
So good.
My Lord. Listen. Yeah.
I can feel the Spirit moving.
Oh, I'm feeling moving.
Moving all over me.
When we see what God has done, He is still working on our behalf. When we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, it causes a disturbance. And my brothers and sister, a disturbance is defined as to interfere with or cause an alarm. When we are disturbed, let me go back, because if we define what a noise is, a noise traditionally has been defined as a disturbance. And to disturb is defined as to interfere with or cause an alarm. Watch this. When we began to reconstruct that first part of the verse, the Holy Spirit revealed it this way. When we make a joyful noise, it causes a disturbance in heaven, which in turn sets off an alarm, which causes the Lord to stop and take notice of what we're doing. And when the Lord stops and take notice of what's going on, He normally stands up. He doesn't have to stand up on your behalf. But He stands up because He said, you are my child. And it's like a father and a son relationship. When a father sees his son, he is proud of that son. He's happy with that son. Something has been worth a look just like him. And when you have come into the house of the Lord and you set off an alarm, when you come into the house of the Lord and you make a joyful noise, you let the Lord know that I'm serving, knowing that I have a Father in heaven. That I can magnify Him. I have a Father in heaven who I love. I have a Father in heaven who I adore. So let me make a joy. understand why the choir said we need to praise him. Because when praises go up, every now and then there will be some praises in your heart. The choir shouldn't have to get you on your feet. The pastor shouldn't have to get you on your feet. That shouldn't be your neighbor getting you on your feet. When you come into the house of the Lord, you should have brought your praise with you. When you came into the house of the Lord, you should have had your shout. You should have had your praise. You should have had your Holy Spirit in your life. Pastors are dying every day to proclaim God's word, and we act like we don't know who he's talking about. But when you've been bought with a price, when you've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, you should have a joyful noise in your heart. And that's why I serve him. Because when I look at my yesterday and I think about all that the Lord has done for me, my soul looks back and wonder how I've made it over. You've been sick, but now you are well. That's enough to praise him. We ought to be shouting from the rooftop. The New Orleans Saints, Peabody High School, the moment they get on the field, we are up on our feet. We are waving our flag. We are doing all kinds of stuff. But when we come into the house of the Lord, it is quiet as a mouse. When we come into the house of the Lord, the praise team,
the house. We're watching.
will be no more crying and dying in the Father's house. And so today, when we come into the house of the Lord, what noise are you truly making? And here's your noise ring. Today, when you came into the house of the Lord, were you really prepared for a worship experience? When you came into the house of the Lord, were your commitment and your dedication to Him in honoring Him in spirit as well as in truth? Or do I have to be paid for what I do for the Lord? Do you have to give me money so that I can be known? The Lord said, I told you a long time ago, I will pay you. I will reward you when I come. So many times in life, we're so busy, caught up in the personality cliques and the things that causes us to have a party type of reputation. And the Lord is simply saying, you don't need that. All you need is me. Because He said, I will make you an ambassador over millions. The question is, what noise are you making? What noise are you truly making? And is that noise real? I love the Lord. And you know, Walter, when you get on the right track, you will always have slander. And when you get on the right track, I'm not concerned about Sadducees, Pharisees, or other people. I'm concerned about what the Lord says about me. I'm not concerned about what you think about me. I'm concerned about what He thinks about me. I don't care what traps you put in my path or even what ditches you may dig. I'm concerned about what He thinks of me. And when we have all understood how great, how powerful, how eternal, how wonderful the Lord is, we can thank Him for yet another day. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. And if you came into the house of the Lord this morning, I want to ask you this morning, what noise were you making? Was it a noise that pleased Him? Or was it a noise deeply embedded in your heart? And now that asks another question. What kind of heart do you have? What type of heart do I have? For the heart is the center of our emotions. The heart says who I am. The heart is a reflection of my outburst and my outcome. And what burst out of me will come out of me. And if it is all about love, you should know it. If it is about something else, you should know that too. And so today, under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, you see so many things that are transpiring right before your very eyes. Prophecy is being revealed to you. Hello, the seven churches. When we think about what the Lord is speaking and the Lord is asking us the question, Ephesus, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea, the Lord is asking you, what church do you belong to? Are you a church of Philadelphia, which is a church of love? Or are you a church of Laodicea, which is a prostrate church? Who do not know the Lord? What church do you belong to? It is not about your denomination. It is about your personal relationship. What church do you belong to? We come to serve our Lord, our God, and our King, who is worthy of our praise, honor, and glory.